Come today.
Talk Live, hour number two, here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time with you. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwith.
800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. You can log on at freetalklive.com. Shoot us an email. We've still got a couple of those to get to tonight, ftl@freetalklive.com. But this show is primarily, number one, about your phone calls. We want to hear from you about anything, whether it be personal or political. Whatever it is that's on your mind goes at 800-259-9231. If we don't have the calls, then we go to the emails. And also, you can check out freetalklive.com, log into the chat room. There's a whole bunch of people hanging out in there right now, including myself and Lindsay, Angus, Ghost in a Pod, Manwich, Matthew, Newbie2, and Not There. So there's definitely some good conversation going on there. The bulletin board system is available for you. Everything is there. Archives, the Shrine of Female Listeners, and much, much more, all free at freetalklive.com. Now, we've got the sex, funny sex laws things, and I do kind of want to get to that. Jason, you are itching to talk about your new favorite game, so we'll get to that at some point. But first, I think you have an email in front of you, Jason.
Sure do. And it's a cute little poem sent to us courtesy of Data, Doodah.
I'm not sure. It might be Dada. I don't know.
Who knows? Anyways, here's another one. Thanks to Ian and others as well, Free Talk Live is sounding swell. But why just listen when you can act? Purge the nanny state from your digestive tract. Move to free New Hampshire, where Free Talk Live is inbound. Come live what you believe, and let the shot be heard around. Authoritarians and busybodies need not apply, but type freestateproject.org if you want to live free or die.
Excellent. That's
now, live free or die is the state motto.
Correct.
New Hampshire. I always liked that one. I mean,
it's a great motto.
It's clear that they're not taking anything but freedom.
It's the only motto of all the 50 states that doesn't try and pimp itself as far as the Sunshine State or a reason to come to the state to tour, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's the only one that doesn't do that, and I think that's definitely sets it apart.
And they hold true to their motto as well.
I saw a funny satire article the other day, and the headline was something like, "All of New Hampshire's residents drop dead." They got to the point where they weren't free, and of course, none of us are free in this country. And,
right.
That's a whole other thing. We could talk about Veterans Day as well, but let me see. I think that finally does it for our emails tonight. ftl@freetalklive.com if you want to email the show. In the chat room during the break, we had a request, though. And unlike virtually every other radio show, and I'm even including music radio in this, and mostly music radio, where they say, call in with your request. It's Z103. We'll take your request all hour long. Well, guess what?
That's right. It's Twitch in the morning.
Yeah.
Guess what? They've already got the hour mapped out. If you're lucky, there'll be one slot, two slots in an hour that they'll fill with a request. And I know what I did when I was a disc jockey. I'd fill the request with whatever it was that I wanted to play. So, I mean, come on.
Well, you didn't get the, because you like that really loud, long-haired music. And so,
what was
like all kinds of music.
Hey, man, can you play some James Taylor? Megadeth? Sure thing, buddy.
So, I mean, what did you fill it with?
Just whatever. I mean, whatever. You couldn't go too far out of a certain box, otherwise the program director would have you.
Your head down.
Right, yeah.
So you pretty much just had to choose one of the better choices from your lineup.
Crazy Train again. Oh, boy.
All right.
Oh, man. I don't miss those days one bit. Whenever I tune into music radio and hear those poor jocks, here in this area, you hear the same ones. They just shuffle around from station to station. So one day they'll be on the country station, and then next 2 years from then they'll be on the easy listening station. And you just think to yourself, man, do you really love this industry that much? You really have to just love radio, and I do love radio, to sit there and do that repetitive crap day in and day out. Same songs. The only way you're getting new songs is if you're working at
switching stations.
Or if you're working at a station that adds new inventory occasionally, and even then it's only maybe a song a week.
What baffles me is, like when you're on the new pop station, is these people that are playing these songs are in their mid to late 30s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're playing songs to, 13-year-olds with their pants around their butts and acting like they love it. Come on, give us a call.
Oh, it's terrible.
You want to hear Usher? Call me up.
And it's even worse when they actually play their phone calls on the air. Oh, man, it's just like torture.
Yeah.
So that's why we're here doing this show for you, to give you actually something decent to listen to on a Saturday night and five nights a week, coming soon, Monday through Friday. Log on to freetalklive.com for more information as far as when we are going five nights a week. I will say it's going to be less than 1 week from now. So, in the chat room, we had a request, and we actually do requests on this show.
Mm-hmm.
If we're talking, like in the beginning of the show, we list the things that we want to talk about tonight, and then we kind of have to decide which one to do first. Well, if you call in and say, I want to hear what Jason has to say about the Xbox 2, or excuse me, Halo 2, rather, then we'll get to that. We'll jump right to it. In this case, Pod in the chat room, or rather Ghost in a Pod, has requested that we read a corrupt cop story. And it was actually requested by another chatter last week, but we didn't get to it.
And it just so happens that we love doing corrupt cop stories.
Absolutely. Actually, the first time we've done it since we've been on GCN.
I don't like corrupt cop stories at all, because I like our friends in blue. And
you think it paints the police with an unfair brush?
I don't know what I think.
I think corrupt cop stories are exactly what America needs.
Absolutely.
We get them occasionally in the mainstream press, you know, when the cops will raid somebody's house and shoot the wrong guy or be in the wrong house altogether. We get that occasionally, just the police bumbling stories from time to time. But when I was sitting here watching, we are here on a... The location we're at is a Main Street location where we're at here in Sarasota, Florida. And
one where a cop just walked by, by the way.
Yeah, we were mentioning that on Bumbling.
And see, I was here during the Veterans Day parade that we had, and we were watching this parade, and somebody commented, it wasn't me actually that said this, but where are all the veterans? Because all it really was all the local police department vehicles driving by and honking and spending our gas spending our taxpayer gas money on that gas. And so it seems like the police always get this wonderful, we're here to help you kind of presentation, and I think that the corrupt cop stories help balance out the unfair positive coverage that the police get. There are some bad cops out there, and you need to know what these guys are doing. I'm not saying that all cops are bad. I'm not saying that for one moment. I've met plenty of good ones. I've met plenty of them that are really honestly in there trying to make a difference. They have a real tough time at it because they're hamstrung by all the bureaucracy, but there are actually cops out there that do care about freedom. And there's plenty of them that don't. This is all from stopthedrugwar.org. Election or no, the dirty business of corruptly profiting from prohibition goes on. Of course, drug war-related law enforcement corruption is by no means limited to the United States, and this week we break with tradition to include a particularly egregious case from Great Britain. But first, the homeboys. In Alabama, the former head of the Lauderdale County Drug Task Force has pleaded guilty to extortion, misappropriating funds, and lying to the FBI about his misdeeds. David Lynn Scoggin, age 44, of Florence, plea bargained his way down to from a 10-count indictment issued in July, the Birmingham News reported. According to charging documents, Scoggin used his position to extort $5,000 from one person in April 2002 by threatening him with arrest if he didn't give the money to the task force. And while Scoggin didn't personally pocket the money, he was using task force funds as a personal bank account, the indictment charged. He faced sentencing on December 16th. In Dallas, the infamous Sheetrock scandal, where police and prosecutors sent dozens of men to prison for possession of methamphetamine and cocaine that turned out to be sheetrock. Senior Corporal David Larson, 26-year veteran of the force, was
charged
with testing
stuff.
No, what is sheetrock?
It's construction
materials.
Walls
are made out of.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And they basically had powdered versions of it, I think. Senior Corporal David Larson, a 26-year veteran of the force, was charged Monday with two counts of felony evidence tampering, and we'll give you the rest of the stories here. I think there's at least one or two more. Corrupt cop stories by request. We'll take your request. 800-259-9231. But what we'd rather have you do is call in and bring up whatever it is that's important to you, political or personal, anything. Goes. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231 at freetalklive.com.
This is Manwich, host of Free Talk Live. I've been doing some research on human growth hormone releasers. These are products that were developed based on a whole new body of revolutionary discoveries in the area of anti-aging. The findings of these scientists are very profound in their implications on lifespan and quality of life. Many vitamin companies have HGH products, and to increase their already sizable profit margins, they scrimp on ingredients. The research is clear. If you want your pituitary gland to begin producing the levels of HGH that it did when you were in your 20s, then you must consume the right amount of amino acids and micronutrients before bedtime. I have found a product that has ample amounts of all the necessary amino acids and micronutrients to garner revolutionary anti-aging results, deep, rejuvenating sleep, increased sexual performance, and vitality in every aspect of life. And after careful research, I have agreed to endorse Lectropin HGH for free because I believe in this product. Call now and receive a free month of Coral Life Calcium, a $20 value. 1-866-633-LIFE. That's 866-633-LIFE. Stop the aging process now. 866-633-LIFE.
By now, you've heard about DirecTV. You've heard that with DirecTV, you get a better value than cable, a better selection than cable, and access to exclusive programming that you can't get anywhere else. But for whatever reason, you thought there was a catch, maybe even hidden fees. Well, Expert Satellite can help, and we've done it for hundreds of thousands already. Just give us a call at 1-800-655-0658. Within seconds, we'll compare DirecTV to your cable bill right over the phone. You'll be amazed that for only $39.99 per month, you get over 130 quality channels, including your locals. Plus, when you sign up today, there is no equipment to buy. We'll install a DirecTV system for up to four separate rooms free. So pick up the phone and let us show you how easy and free it is to switch to DirecTV. Plus, get a free DVD player while supplies last. Just dial 1-800-655-0658. That's 800-655-0658. Call now for complete details. Conditions apply.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
May I see your driver's license and registration?
Certainly.
What you doing?
Chewing chocolate.
Where'd you get it?
Doggy dropped it.
Carry on.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free telephone number. We're talking corrupt cops, but if you want to interrupt the show and bring up whatever it is that you want, personal, political, anything goes, that's the point. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. You're free to call in and talk about whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
So, by request, according to the chat room, and you can check that out, by the way, at freetalklive.com. It's absolutely free. There's a whole bunch of stuff to do at freetalklive.com, including our bulletin board system and much, much more. But the chatters requested some corrupt cop stories, and we're more than happy to oblige. Okay, news brief this week. So, we were talking about the Sheetrock scandal, where police and prosecutors have sent dozens of men to prison for possession of methamphetamine and cocaine that turned out to be Sheetrock. Senior Corporal David Larson, a 26-year veteran. Just because you're around for a while doesn't make you any good. was charged Monday with two counts of felony evidence tampering. He's accused of signing informant payment forms that he knew were false. Informants had claimed that they had not received payments, according for their help in bringing drug cases, and an investigation has uncovered anomalies and apparent forgeries on the documents. Larson is accused of falsely attesting that he witnessed two payments made to informant Robert Santos. Santos was an informant for Officer Mark De La Paz, the Dallas cop at the center of the scandal. De La Paz also signed forms indicating that he made those payments.
So the cops forged documents, but they didn't even do a very good job of it, that the, you know, people can figure out that the documents are forged?
Apparently.
Yeah. You'd think that they'd have enough practice and get good at it.
Yeah, after 26 years. And now to England, where one officer's hypocrisy and corruption have risen to a level worthy of note on this side of the pond. Greater Manchester Police Constable Andrew Jackson was in court twice in October on charges of offering to supply marijuana, warning a suspect that police were planning to raid him, trafficking in amphetamines, and aiding and abetting another in amphetamine trafficking, according to reports in the Scotsman newspaper and on BBC News.
Sounds like he was busy.
There's nothing spectacular about Jackson's charges, but what makes his case noteworthy is that he was the Manchester police officer who took it upon himself to raid the Dutch Experience, the first coffeehouse-style marijuana dispensary in the United Kingdom. According to Hugh Robertson of the Legalized Cannabis Alliance, Jackson personally made sure the Experience was hassled enough that it was closed down. It was Jackson's personal crusade, wrote Robertson. No one else in the Manchester police was even interested. The local beat cop and the drug squad left the cafe alone, as they had better things to do. You know, like arresting real violent thugs.
Yes.
But it's now obvious that Jackson wanted to get rid of the competition.
Absolutely.
Yep. You know,
that's the worst thing, is legalizing marijuana would be the worst thing in the world for criminals.
Well, for people who are part of the black market, you mean. And not all criminals take part in the drug trade. And it certainly would be a bad thing for the police that profit off of it.
Absolutely.
However, it'd be a wonderful thing for the rest of the world. And, you know, I think that when we talk about corrupt cops, again, we should caution, we're not talking bad about all the cops. There are some of them who are bad, and there are some of them who are good. We're just bringing out the points that there are bad ones out there, so be careful when you're dealing with them.
Right.
As far as corruption, legalizing, and all that stuff goes, I think that cops, one of their complaints is, and my fiance's sister wants to be a cop, and she hears it from everybody about how poor of a choice of career that is. And I said to her, we need more good cops. You know,
absolutely.
I don't have a problem with you becoming a police officer, but cops get a bad rap. You know, people call them all sorts of mean names without even having to meet them first.
Well, there's a good reason. It's because of stories like this.
Exactly.
So many people have felt ill effect as a result of cops overstepping their boundaries.
One of my favorite questions to ask is, when you're on the streets driving around and you see a police cruiser behind you, do you feel protected?
Hell no. I feel scared.
Is that because you're doing something wrong?
Well, I don't think that's the cop's fault. I think that's the fault of restrictive laws as far as...
Well, exactly, but it's coming off on the cops. The laws that they enforce, that they say, well, we're just doing our job when they're enforcing them, those laws are what's painting them with a bad brush. Because if the cops wanted to get more respect back, they should lobby to legalize drugs and legalize prostitution as a first step.
Absolutely.
Because that's going to take... And I've heard statistics to where at least 50% of some police budgets are spent on vice. Like that. 50% of a police budget being spent on vice. If we could take that money and apply it to real criminals, you know, the ones that are actually hurting people, then maybe we'd have less rapes on the streets. Maybe we'd have less murders. Maybe the cops would be more effective. And you know what? Maybe then when you'd see them driving behind you on the street, you wouldn't be quite as afraid because there's no chance that they're going to plant a bag of cocaine on you or something like
that. Or even stop you for a random traffic stop.
Has that happened to you?
No, it hasn't happened to me.
It happened to my fiance.
Yes, it did.
And it's interesting that you bring it up, because I would love to know if it's happened to anybody else. 1-800-259-9231. A local cop pulled her over the other night. She asked, why am I being pulled over, officer? Oh, random traffic stop. So, there's no actual reason? You didn't have any sort of suspicion or probable cause, or there's no taillight out, you weren't speeding, you didn't take a corner too fast, you couldn't come up with some reason. I mean, usually they'll make something up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got a taillight out, and then you get home and you find out you didn't have a taillight out. Now they're not even bothering. Now it's just a random traffic stop. Is that some new terrorist thing, you know, anti-terrorist tactic?
Perhaps it's a new tactic that's been implemented by the great, great piece of paper called the Patriot Act.
And that's all
I can think of. And by great, I mean terrible.
Because we've been following all kinds of police stories on this show before, and I've never heard of such a thing.
Norwich,
have you heard of that? A random traffic stop?
I've heard of them, you know, being talked about.
I've heard of checkpoints.
I'm kind of thinking about it. What do I think about a random traffic stop? I don't know. It doesn't seem like it's going to really do anything except go after Vice. You know?
It seems like it's a waste of time,
It's tantamount to police walking around neighborhoods, knocking on doors, saying, hey, how you doing?
Random house check.
You doing anything wrong? Breaking any laws?
That's basically what happened. He asked the standard questions, is there anything I should know about in here?
Yeah, that you should haul ass. You should get in your little car, turn the gumballs on, and haul ass.
Are you doing anything that I should know about? Where are you coming from? Where are you going? You know, asking those kinds of questions.
Can we search your car?
And they asked that one, too. And, of course, she knows her rights, and she said no, which you should always say. If they ask you to search, they have no reason to search, and they have to get your permission. Say no to searches. 1-800-259-9231. I want to know, has anyone else been pulled over for one of these random traffic stops? And if so, how are you treated? It's basically fishing. They're basically going fishing.
Absolutely.
They want to pull somebody over who doesn't know their rights. Ask them those questions and have them say, oh, I don't have anything to hide. You can search my car.
You know what? It's kind of crazy, though, because traffic stops are the most dangerous things for cops.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's
true.
It's a dangerous time for them.
They don't know who they're pulling over.
And, I mean, statistically, that's when a cop is likely to get it. You know? So to increase your number of traffic stops, you've really got to be RoboCop, you know. I mean, you've got to really be gung ho on catching somebody doing something, because most cops don't like traffic stops if they can avoid it. And if they
imagine getting out of your cruiser. You're approaching a car you've never seen before.
Right.
Maybe they don't even have a record. You've typed in their license plate. They don't have a record. They just got a taillight out. And it's your job to pull this guy over. And then he pulls out a weapon. You don't know what this guy has.
Right.
You don't. 800-259. So I feel for cops on that. 800-259-9231. They have a tough job. Let's help them make it easier and legalize drugs and prostitution. 1-800-259-9231 is the phone number for you. Get on the line. It's your show. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a parent with 3 young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizedDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Pam got some mud out of her 3-year-old's shirt. Jason had a wine stain on his countertop. Now gone. Halloween makeup from Karen's kid got on the carpet. No trick. It's gone too. What do these people have in common? They've discovered the powerful bubble-up technology in BioWalk Citrus Concentrate. Kelly brought a puppy home and it left a mess on the new carpet. Now her carpet still looks brand new. Fran said, it's the most effective pet odor removal product she's ever encountered. What do these people have in common? They've discovered the power of PAWS, or Pet Accident Wash-Up Solution, from BioWalk. Have you discovered the BioWalk family of products?
Just in for BioWox, their November special. You get 2 quarts of BioWox Citrus Concentrate, 2 dilution bottles and sprayers, and 2 32-ounce bottles of PAWS for only $44.95. That's a savings of nearly $45. Clean your house in time for the holidays by calling 866-246-6943. That's 866-246-6943, or visit BioWox.com.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. That's toll free, and it is Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And we want to hear from you about anything and everything, whether it be political or personal. Now, Jason, I know you've been itching.
I have been itching.
You just got been chomping at the bit to talk about your new favorite game, Halo 2. I don't know how you're going to tie this in, because we've got people listening who probably have never even played video games before. So is this somehow relevant to everyone, or can we make it relevant to everyone?
It's somewhat relevant in that on the overall, video game sales over the past 3 years have been more than box office ticket sales.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
And Halo 2, on its opening day, 150 million in
sales. I heard it was going for 100 million. Wow, that's amazing.
Wow. Yeah. I had no idea the video game sold more than box office sales.
Yeah, to put that in perspective, the Incredibles, the movie that just came out this past weekend, made 70 million in its opening weekend. Halo 2 made 150 in its opening day.
In its opening day.
There were somewhere around a million pre-orders for the game. Just pre-orders.
See, now, I play video games. I'm a dork. I play video games, too. But
you're an addict, aren't you?
I'm addicted to it. I can say that's my addiction. Now, I don't pay retail for video games. I refuse to pay $40, $50, or $60 for a brand new video game.
I rarely pay retail.
A lot of guys must be... Apparently, people are doing that, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean... For most games, I'll wait till it's been on the shelf for about 6 months, and it's like $15, $20.
Yeah, I don't mind paying that. I mean, some of them I even pick up less at like 10 if you can get them used
right.
or something.
But this is Halo 2 we're talking about.
That doesn't mean anything to me.
let's just
see Halo 1.
Well, it's the most incredible game I've played in recent memory. Well, most incredible first-person shooter. And for those of you who don't know, first-person shooter is where you look through the eyes of the main character
and shoot everything that moves.
And shoot everything.
It's also the most likely to make you sick to your stomach.
Only
all the
you.
And according to Joe Lieberman, most likely to make you a serial killer.
That's right. Yeah. You're going to be killing someone tonight, aren't you?
Oh, a couple.
It's just that, of course, is just ludicrous, and we could get into that if you wanted to at 800-259-9231. But you're saying that video games now more popular... Mm-hmm. Than Hollywood blockbuster releases.
Yes.
Over
the past 3 years, and this year is supposed to be by an even wider margin.
I think that's just a wonderful vindication for all of us video game geeks out there, basically. But now, are there as many people that, of course, it's fair to say that they've made more money, there's bigger grosses in regards to the video game industry, but that doesn't mean that as many copies are selling, because obviously a video game costs $50 brand new, whereas a movie ticket's $10 or $8.
Mm-hmm. Or $20, depending on where you are.
I think it matters, sure. I mean, the profit margins are... I mean, who knows what the profit margins are, and on they're fixed on a video game in a lot of ways, and on a movie, on the other hand, you know, there's the fixed cost of buying and playing the movie, but, you know, putting more butts in seats is what's going to, you know, put you above. I don't know. I'd have to see it.
Nonetheless, it's great news, because I really believe that it's going to be kind of the art form of the 21st century.
Absolutely.
I really do. So some people would argue with me on that, but it involves all kinds of artists, mm-hmm. people who do graphics, the people who actually do the programming, the real the brains behind the game, if you will, and the people that do the sound effects. And there's all kinds of artistry in regards to putting a game together. Certainly,
right.
certainly as much as a Hollywood picture,
right?
If not more so,
right? And especially when a video game is done well, when you have great voice acting, mm-hmm. story, which. Of course, Halo 2 has both.
And it really is hard to find a game that has it all. And I've heard many good things about Halo 2. Of course, Half-Life 2, another sequel that's expected to just knock the socks off of the gaming industry. I mean, literally getting reviews of 95% or above. I mean, people calling this the greatest action game ever made. Really something that rolls everything into one. A great plot, great action.
Right.
Everything, but let's go right to the phones. Right, and our board operator says he's been playing Halo 2 all week.
Excellent,
Scott up there at GCN. Let's go straight to the phones, straight to the fun. This is the point of the show. You can change the topic anytime, especially if you're bored to tears, like Andrea in Harlem, New York. You're on Free Talk Live
tonight. Hi.
Hey, doing great.
Fantastic.
I'm okay, and it's good to hear your voices. I was sharing with one of your other folks who screens the calls, and Dave von Kleist had me as a guest on. To talk to your listeners, Dave von Kleist with the Power Hour.
Okay.
Had me
one of the other shows on GCN.
Right.
Exactly. He'd done a really great In Plain Sight, and I having seen that and a number of the other documentaries related to September 11th, feel that he really has a great product. Aside from it being a product.
Well, I'm not here to push some other talk show host product. So what's on your mind tonight, Andrea?
Well, what I wanted to share was and encourage people to go to the www.911.
Well, why don't you tell us what you're calling about first before we let you plug websites? What are you talking about?
Let me get a word in edgewise here. The United Underwriters, Underwriters Laboratories themselves have done, I suppose, an arm's-length investigation of things related to the steal in the Trade Center. Now, as a September 11th victim, I heard the explosives blow up through Six World Trade Center and knew what I'd heard that morning and have been pushing back against the Bush administration since September 11th of 2001 and have been pushing for impeachment. And trial
are you treason. Are you referring to the fact that the steel trusses in the World Trade Center buildings would not melt below 2,700 degrees Fahrenheit?
Well, what they're saying is that apparently the official story is in significant question with regard to what they have found with their review of the steel and or the construction of the buildings and things like that. The exact temperatures I don't have on the tip of my tongue. However, what the administration had admitted a little earlier this year was that the jet fuel had burned off on an average of a couple minutes. So the heat buildup was virtually impossible based on what the administration did eventually admit
to. Okay, let me ask you this. We've heard all kinds of theories, and I got to say that, first of all, question everything you're told, and if the official line is something, it's probably not the truth. I don't know what the real truth is, and we're never going to find out on this show. But nonetheless, what do you want to do about it? What's the point of this? Where are you going with this?
We had 2 weeks ago submitted a complaint to the Attorney General here in my state, Elliot Spitzer, to reopen the investigation, and they happened to physically.
So what? What good is it going to do? Well, all this investigation and the impeachment, you really believe you're going to be able to get George W. Bush impeached when we've got a majority Republicans in the House and the Senate, and we've got, it's the total Republican control. They're not going to impeach this guy.
I think you can't let what, perhaps it's more, there's an expression, it's like you can't judge a book by its cover. You can't let what is given, what is sort of an illusion that's being painted to us as being as if like a giant. So what you have to do.
What did George Bush have to do with? This is what my question is. Why would you want to impeach him because the World Trade Center steel wasn't made right?
It's an inside job. The whole.
Come on.
Absolutely.
Well, there are persuasive.
It would be different. I was a campaign contributing Republican. you can go in and you can check the campaign contributions and you
okay,
can
I'm sorry for you.
Well, thank you very much. You know, do I regret having given them, you know, I'll never probably give them another dime again.
All right, I want you to hang on for one moment,
sure.
Andrea. We're going to come back to you try to understand what it is that you're attempting to communicate here. 800-259-9231. Okay, yeah, there's some persuasive evidence that the government might have had some advanced knowledge, but what's the point? What are you going to do about it? You can't exactly throw this guy out of office because of that. Nobody's going to listen to you. You're Elliot's security general guy. He doesn't care. 800-259-9231 is Free Talk Live. We'll be back.
Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead. Try Novio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Novio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Type no-bo.com. Come on. It's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Novio. Call 888-881-NOBIO.
This is Manwich, host of Free Talk Live. I've been doing some research on human growth hormone releasers. These are products that were developed based on a whole new body of revolutionary discoveries in the area of anti-aging. The findings of these scientists are very profound in their implications on lifespan and quality of life. Many vitamin companies have HGH products, and to increase their already sizable profit margins, they scrimp on ingredients. The research is clear. If you want your pituitary gland to begin producing the levels of HGH that it did when you were in your 20s, then you must consume the right amount of amino acids and micronutrients before bedtime. I have found a product that has ample amounts of all the necessary amino acids and micronutrients to garner revolutionary anti-aging results, deep, rejuvenating sleep, increased sexual performance, and vitality in every aspect of life. And after careful research, I have agreed to endorse Lectropin HGH for free because I believe in this product. Call now and receive a free month of Coral Life Calcium, a $20 value, 1-866-633-LIFE. That's 866-633-LIFE. Stop the aging process now. 866-633-LIFE.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit seamineral.com.
Free Talk Live. You can get in contact with us by calling 1-800-259-9231 as well as logging on to the Free Talk Live website, freetalklive.com, shooting us an email, hop on the BBS, anything you like. Get in the chat room.
And it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
We're here till the end of this particular hour, but never fear, we will return again on the next Saturday night. Also, within the next week, we're going 6 days a week, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Also, we're going to keep our same hours for Saturday night, the two-hour show, from 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So stay tuned to freetalklive.com to find out exactly when we're going 5 days a week. It's not going to be Monday. It's going to be sometime during the week. And if you want to be the first person to know, log on at freetalklive.com. Click on the updates section and sign up for that. They're absolutely free. You'll get a little email in your box announcing the news when we know it. So let's go back to the phones, back to the fun. Again, this is a show about anything. You call in about personal, political issues, anything goes. And Andrea in Harlem, New York, September 11th victim, she's on the line with us right now. Andrea, you're talking about all kinds of conspiracy-related issues.
Right.
And let's give them all to you, Andrea. Let's say you're absolutely right. I don't know what the truth is. Nobody knows what the real truth is. There's definitely some persuasive evidence out there that shows that the government may have been involved in this. I'll grant you that. So let's say that everything that you're saying is true. What's the point? What are you going to do about it? What is going to be the result of your little crusade?
Let's not repair to such cynicism. Let's just say that, you know, as Americans, you have to start to think, well, given that this is the case, and everything's been on the table with me since September 11th. I mean, why would I think that these people were going to do a North Woods? I mean, even in having heard about North Woods.
I don't even know what that is. What is that?
North Woods, James Bamford, a researcher who wrote two books on the National Security Agency, revealed that the CIA had proposed to do random acts of terrorism during the Kennedy administration. These acts of terrorism would be done on U.S. soil, violating law, because the CIA is not permitted to do that. They would, however, pretend that it had been Cuban terrorists, so that the Joint Chiefs of Staff could get the Pentagon to, you know, leverage off of the American outrage, the public outrage, and launch aggressive war against Cuba.
There have always been, in the history of wars, there have always been manufactured...
Well, that's a good point. Thank you. You know, it's interesting that you understand about how synthetic terrorism and, you know, false flag terrorism and things like this. Well, pathetically, September 11th falls into that category. And
right,
so,
okay, fine. So that's what sparked...
We're agreeing with you just for sake of the conversation.
Yeah, right.
But what the hell are you going to do about it? Are you going to take the information that you've gathered and just give it to some more bureaucrats and hope they change things?
They can investigate for 10 years and then figure something out.
Well,
right?
Yes and no. I mean, the whole part of the difficulty has been that a lot of the material was cleared so quickly, and it's been the physical evidence has been part of where...
Let's say the evidence was all over the place. What good's it going to do?
In some respects, it is. No, but the
what good is it going to do? But it's not doing you any good. How's it going to change America to be more free?
How it's going to... Well, at a minimum, let's deal with the criminals that are in the executive branch at this point. I mean, let's start...
But criminals have always been in the executive branch.
Thank you. There were
criminals in the executive branch 8 years ago, too.
Well, I wasn't fond of the other administration either, you know.
They're all thugs, Andrea. They've all violated the Constitution. Every president in recent memory, perhaps every president ever, has violated the Constitution. They all deserve to be ejected from office on that basis.
You can't work within the government to make the government work.
We were going to impeach Nixon, and we did impeach Clinton for far less than what this administration has done. So,
what good did it do?
You can't make the government work from the inside. That's the big lie that we've been told all our lives.
Exactly.
I think you guys seem to be reasonably observant guys. So what it comes to, again, is that as voters, remember, we're sort of cursed with who we send there, in part because we're ignorant. So there has to be more responsibility on the part of the voters to wake up.
Great, I agree 100%.
Absolutely.
Voters need to get educated. So in that case, what would you recommend they do in 2008?
Well, at a minimum, we've got to deal with not only the dirty linen, but the scandal that we've got now. I mean, look, John Dean turned around in April and said...
I don't even know who you're talking about. What is it that voters should do in 2008 to make a difference?
Because
voting's so important.
Look, we can't wait that long. We have to take steps now.
Violent revolution? Is that the suggestion?
You know what? Some of the most calm, incredibly sedate people I've ever known have turned around and said, well, you know, Jefferson perhaps said we should shed the blood of patriots and traitors every 20 years. I don't know that. Look, we have mechanisms in the process, and this is how come I've been calling for impeachment and trials for treason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah,
the process sucks, and impeachment isn't really going to do us any good.
Absolutely. I mean,
neither is a censure.
Look at history. Look at your Frederick Douglasses, your Elizabeth Cady Stantons. These people were not in the government, yet they changed America for the better. In the abolishment of slavery and women's rights.
And,
I mean,
And that's a good point. And we as individuals, we need to keep, you know, we need to remain very serious about our responsibilities as citizens. You know, I think, you know, yourselves on your program, you know, me here in New York, there's a number of us. We finally have an activist group in New York. I suppose it's been around for about a year or so in New York. But for 2 years, I battled alone without an activist group. I mean,
well, you know, it's important that people are out there doing things, and I think it's good that you're paying attention, Andrea. I think it's good that you're listening to the show. Unfortunately, we're running out of time, so I do have to let you go. But thank you for listening.
You're welcome.
And,
have a great night, you guys.
Yeah, hopefully we'll hear from you again.
Okay,
800-259-9231. We've got Brenda on the line in Germany. We're going to get to her coming up next, and we want to hear from
you. Hey, Andrea didn't get to give her our crackpot website.
Oh, that's right. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. If we could sneak you in the last few moments of the show, we certainly will. Otherwise, we're going to talk to another worldwide listener coming up next. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, so take control.
Would you like to have a government that treats citizens as responsible adults rather than helpless children? Are you fed up with legislators who spend as though there's no tomorrow? Are you tired of having to jump through regulatory hoops when you try to run a business or educate your children? Would you like your vote to finally make a difference? The Free State Project is a plan for 20,000 people who believe in limited government and increased civil liberties to move to a single state in the U.S. so that together we can make a difference. Join us in New Hampshire and you too can have liberty in your lifetime. Members of the Free State Project will reduce burdensome taxation and regulation, eliminate wasteful government programs, and will return New Hampshire to a government limited in size, scope, and expense. A government committed to keeping them free. Free to lead their lives, contribute money to charities, run their businesses, and raise their families. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604.
Radio listeners, this is Linda Salvin, your radio psychic and host of Visions and Solutions Monday through Friday on your local radio station. I'm not always available to help you, but I do have a situation where you can get a psychic reading right now for just $1.99. You get 10 minutes for $1.99 if you call 1-800-931-5336. That's right, 1-800-931-5336. We'll get somebody on the phone to answer all your questions about that investment you're thinking about, or moving, or the new relationship, or the one that you're in that might not be working out right. Whatever your questions, call right now at 1-800-931-5336 and someone will answer the phone to help you and advise you spiritually and psychically. 1-800-931-5336. That's right. You get 10 minutes for just $1.99. You must be 18 years or older and have a credit card handy. I've been doing this for a long time and I call these people at Keene. They're great. You're going to call them too at 1-800-931-5336. That's 1-800-931-5336.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem-miracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
Soon I discovered that this rock thing was true. Jerry Lee Lewis was the devil. Jesus was an architect previous to his career as a prophet.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. Apparently the international listeners know how to get in, because I don't know what, you have to dial some code, some calling code, and then tell them what number you want to call
after.
And they have definitely figured it out. It's Brenda in Germany. Let's go right back to the phones, back to the fun. Brenda, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it's a broadband phone, revolutionizing the way people are able to communicate.
Broadband phone.
Absolutely.
Now, wait, you're actually on your internet connection.
Absolutely.
Oh, cool.
www.eurovonage.com. If your previous guest is still listening, ask her to please drop me a line. I'd be interested in in learning more about her organization. And she's absolutely right. It's an inside job. Jet fuel doesn't reach temperatures of 3,000 degrees Fahrenheit needed to
It burns at most at 1,300 degrees. Isn't that correct?
500 degrees Fahrenheit, 250 Celsius.
What? That doesn't make any sense. 500
degrees?
Yeah,
go read the article. Read the article. I've got it right in front of me.
At 500 degrees? I mean,
that's what jet
boiling
fuel
is 212.
Diesel. Go to prisonplanet.com, World Trade Center construction certifiers.
Yeah, okay, all right. Alex has plenty of time on this particular network.
Pardon?
Okay, you're plugging Alex Jones's website, and he gets plenty of airtime on this network. You know, regardless of all the conspiracy theories out there, I'll ask you the same question, Brenda. What are we going to do about it? What should America
do about it? What are we going to do about it? Knowledge is power.
Right,
when you have people in political offices that permit these things to happen, they have to be removed. This is high treason.
Oh, okay, Brenda. All right, fine. Knowledge is power, but there's about 50% of America that thought that they have the right knowledge this past year, and their candidate lost. I saw a website called SorryEverybody.com where all kinds of Democrats hold up signs that say, hello,
wait,
world,
there's no difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. They're all right
about
that.
But those Democrats think that they've got knowledge.
It's a two-party system. It's a one-party system.
I agree with you.
And the Illuminati. Halliburton is running the country.
Brenda,
you can check that out on www.netpeace.com.
Read the article yourself. These are distinguished scientists.
Yeah, okay.
Sure, but say you're correct.
Metallurgists that know that jet fuel does not...
Brenda,
okay,
fine.
Brenda, say everything that you have learned about the 9/11 attacks is correct. Say all the knowledge that you have accumulated is right. How are you going to apply the knowledge? How are you, Brenda, going to apply this knowledge?
Brenda, hello.
I think we both gave out.
Oh, she's still there. She's maybe processing your question, Jason.
Okay.
I don't know. Go ahead, try again, Brenda.
Yeah, I mean, how am I going to... I mean, I know for... It's the difference between having an education and not having an education, which is better.
What do you do with it? Are you going to tell people to vote libertarian, or are you just going to say you need to know these things?
People need to know. People need to know that jet fuel does not cause...
And then they're
going to
go on and figure that... Okay, so let's say they know that.
And the government, if the government is postulating this idea, it's wrong. And people need to know that.
Okay, guess what, Brenda? Hey, I got news for you. The government lies to people every single day.
Exactly, and this is just another example. And when the government lies to the people,
the American people, Brenda, the American people have figured out all kinds of lies that the government has told, and they still vote for Republicans and Democrats. Brenda, we got to run, but thanks for the call. Maybe we'll hear from you again. Man, if you got a final comment, go.
No.
All right. Hey, you know what? If you want to get your comments, email us, ftl@freetalklive.com. We'll read them on the air. You can always call us, of course. And in the meantime, log on to freetalklive.com, join up on our bulletin board system, join our updates list, and you'll be the first to know when we're going 5 nights a week. I'll tell you this, it's in less than 7 days. So again, log on at freetalklive.com, and we will talk to you on our next show, whenever that'll be.
Yep.
Here's a